This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and for this hour and the next, we're going to take you through the news of the week, important news from the nutrition front, from the health front. We're going to break it down for you in a way that's entertaining and comprehensible. Plus, we're going to be taking your phone calls. You're invited to pose your questions. 877-726-8255 is our number. To make it simpler, it's 877-726-TALK, and you can call us immediately, and we'll take your questions and air your concerns. 877-726-TALK. And it's a little bit gloomy here in New York. I'm basking in the afterglow of a triathlon that I did this last Sunday, and it was great. It was beautiful hot weather, a little too hot for the run, I would say. But I managed to complete probably about the the 20th or 25th triathlon of my amateur career, and it was great getting out there and meeting a lot of folks, seeing a lot of really superb senior athletes there. I thought that by virtue of being 65, I would top my age category, but because there were some really fantastic, super fit 65-plus individuals out there, I was just sort of in the middle of the pack. And today, it's a little bit cooler here in New York, where we're broadcasting from. It's a rainy day, and I managed to squeeze in a little bit of a morning run, dodging the raindrops during a lull in the deluge, and then topped it off with a little plunge into the water to cool down. And I want to talk a little bit about exercise, because exercise is known to be associated with reduced risk of all-cause mortality, cardiovascular disease, stroke, and diabetes. But its association with mental health remains unclear. We suspect that exercise is good for mood, but there are scant studies that look at that relationship. And so here are the results of the largest study to date, comprising over 1.25 million individuals aged 18 years or older in the USA. It's called the Prevention Behavioral Risk Factors Surveillance System. And lest you think, well, of course, you know, people who exercise are going to be in better mental health, because you got to be in better mental health to exercise, right? You know, by virtue of being more fortunate, richer, fitter, you're going to exercise more, and thus it's kind of a chicken and egg argument, right? Is it exercise that makes you have better mental health, or is better mental health conducive to exercise? Well, it's a little bit of both, but they tried to balance out the variables. They matched two groups in terms of age, race, gender, marital status, income, education level, body mass index, whether they were lean or overweight, self-reported physical health, and then they correlated that with previous diagnosis of depression. And then they looked at the effects of exercise type, duration, frequency, and intensity, and they did a bunch of statistical numbers crunching, and here's what they found. Individuals who exercised had a 43% fewer days of poor mental health in the past month and individuals who did not exercise. Despite being matched for several physical and sociodemographic characteristics, all exercise types were associated with a lower mental health burden than not exercising. The overall risk reduction for a mental health problem was somewhere between 12 and 22%. But the largest associations were seen for popular team sports. There was a 22% reduction in risk of mental health problems. Cycling, a close second. I took a long 25-mile bike ride yesterday, and it really cleared my head. 22% reduction in risk of mental health problems. Aerobic and gym activities, 20% lower risk of mental problems. And also, the duration of exercise and the frequency of exercise, well, duration of 45 minutes and frequencies of 3 to 5 times per week scored the best results in terms of reducing risk of mental problems. So the conclusion is that, yeah, exercise is good for your mood. And what's interesting is that there's even a branch of the American Psychological Association, the APA. It's a group called Running Psychologists that personally adhere to an exercise regimen to try and encourage their clients to do so. And here in the Los Angeles Times recently, they profiled a young psychotherapist in Redondo Beach who offers her clients the option of running or walking with her as they talk. It's pretty good because she gets a workout while working them out. She says that exercise is one of the best forms of therapy. Running or walking, when you combine it with actual talk therapy, seems like such an obvious practice. I wondered why no one had thought of it already. Well, news to her, this is something that I talked about in the 1990s here in New York. There were a group of psychologists who were taking their clients for a run around the reservoir in Central Park. They actually had the clients pay for the privilege of running and talking out their problems. In particular, problems like PTSD seem to be amenable to exercise, post-traumatic stress disorder. So this is, you know, folks, if this were a drug with these kind of results, this would be a multi-billion dollar blockbuster medication, an all-purpose way of combating a wide variety of mental disorders. And, you know, whether or not you're suffering from a clinical mental disorder, severe depression, just the mood boost that you acquire from a burst of exercise, it makes it worthwhile. All that sweat, all exertion, shortness of breath, I wouldn't forego it for $1 million. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. We'll be taking your phone calls momentarily here on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Did you know the benefits of nature's most powerful superfood are universal and always available no matter what your age? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a nutritional supplement I recommend and use that's clinically proven to maintain optimal immune function, eliminate harmful pathogens, and fight infection, and cleanse and prevent the absorption of toxins. It's colostrum LD from Sovereign Laboratories. Adding colostrum LD daily to your diet provides the essential nutrition needed to maintain optimal health. With Sovereign's proprietary enhanced delivery system, colostrum LD is the most effective colostrum available. Colostrum LD has wide-ranging health benefits at every stage of life. To order, just go to SovereignLaboratories.com. That's SovereignLaboratories.com. If you're a first-time customer, you can get a full 5-day supply for free. Just go to SovereignLaboratories.com for colostrum LD.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We are taking your phone calls. You can come directly into the doctor's office and pose your question live to me by calling 877-726-8255 right now. That's 877-726-TALK. And let's take a question now from Martin in Westchester. Welcome.
It's correct. I'm a long-time listener of yours, Dr. Hoffman, and I just got my blood result 2 weeks ago when my creatinine level is a little on the high side. I'm a 75-year-old male, and yeah. I said that's normal, but as one of those any supplements that would help just reduce it a little bit lower.
Okay, so what Martin is talking about is a blood test called creatinine, which reflects, to some degree, kidney function. And sometimes below your creatinine is a little notation for something called EGFR, glomerular flow rate. And do you have a number for that?
Yeah, yes, I remember. It was 45.
45,
the
okay.
The normal range is 60.
Yeah, exactly. So what that suggests is that based simply on your blood test, which, by the way, is not a deadly accurate measure of your kidney function, it's a proxy measurement for kidney function, that you're a little diminished from your optimal kidney function. A normal, healthy adult has a glomerular flow rate of greater than 60, optimally 70 or more. But, you know, as you age, the kidneys age and the kidneys decline in their ability to filter. And sometimes it's a harbinger of chronic renal failure. If the numbers keep going up, if it's 1.52 and the next time it's 1.7 and then it's 1.9 and then 2.1, something's going on. Something's causing your kidneys to perform poorly. A couple of questions about you. Do you have high blood pressure or diabetes? Those are the two most common causes of kidney problems.
My blood pressure is under control. Try to watch what I eat. I lost about 20 pounds. And my sugar level is like, my A1C was like 5.7.
So that's a little bit into the borderline range. So to the extent you keep your blood pressure under control, that you keep your hemoglobin A1C under control, that you get rid of excess pounds, you're going to put less of a burden on your kidneys. An even more accurate way of determining if your kidneys are under assault is something called urinary microalbumin, which reveals the tendency for small amounts of protein to leak from your kidneys. It's a useful test when I want to find out if people are having issues related to metabolic syndrome, which entails blood sugar problems plus blood pressure problems, often associated with overweight, which can put a burden on the kidneys. So the other thing that can happen quite simply is you can be dehydrated. You know, they tell you to come in fasting for the test, or maybe you're going to the doctor's office and it's a long drive and you don't want to have to go to the bathroom. So you skimp on your fluids, and because of something called hemoconcentration, the result of not taking in enough fluids, everything's more concentrated in your blood, including your creatinine. And so, you know, if you want to repeat the test, make sure you hydrate well and see if that creatinine is coming down a little bit. But things you can do to protect your kidneys, obviously keep your blood pressure under control, keep your weight under control, keep your blood sugar under control. You know, it is said that a very high protein diet can put a burden on the kidneys. You know, maybe you can really overdo it with protein, but unfortunately when you skimp on protein, you tend to substitute a lot of carbs. Carbs not good for the blood sugar. So I'd say a moderate protein diet. The other thing you can do is make sure you take fish oil, which is protective for the kidneys, according to studies. N-acetylcysteine, or NAC, is also protective to the kidneys. Do you take any painkillers. You ever take
try to avoid that.
Yeah, ibuprofen. You got to be careful because those things can actually affect the kidneys, as can certain medications. So, yeah, there you have it. Sort of a comprehensive list of some things you could do to keep that kidney function in line. You know, doctors, as they see patients who are older, you know, you bring up an interesting issue here, which is that doctors will say, well, you know, your blood sugar's a little high, don't worry about it. Or your creatinine's a little high, don't worry about it. Or you're a little anemic, don't worry about it. But hey, you know, you want to optimize. You don't want to just fend off disaster. So I think doctors are sometimes a little too lenient around these issues. They say, well, you know, when it's a problem, I'll let you know. Well, as it's this may be an incipient problem, you're getting on the phone with me because your doctor won't give you advice on how to avert a problem. So I think it's appropriate to try and optimize your kidney function. Bring down the creatinine to 1.2, 1.3. That'd be better. That's closer to the normal range. And, you know, that should reassure you that your kidneys are going to give you a couple of decades more of good service. Thanks. All right, let's talk about how we can support the mitochondria. You know, the mitochondria are the powerhouses of the cells, and if you suffer from frequent fatigue or a medical condition, it's likely your mitochondria aren't working well. Well, there's something called NT factor, which offers lipid replacement therapy. It actually helps to repair the membranes of the cells in the mitochondria, and that's where the action is in terms of energy production. Clinical trials have shown that NT factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. Well, you've heard me talk for a long time about Propax with NT factor. I've been telling you about it for a couple of decades. Well, it's a complete vitamin and mineral formula, but a while ago I suggested to Nutritional Therapeutics that some people may want to keep their favorite multi and or fish oil and yet still harness the power of NT factors. So healthy aging was born. Healthy aging is the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. It comes with a 45-day money-back guarantee. And now for a limited time, when you buy one bottle of Healthy Aging, you get another one free. Yes, it's a BOGO. Buy one, get one free. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. Folks, I've been taking advantage of the restorative power of NT Factor for years, and I prescribe it regularly to my patients. You can get Healthy Aging by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Don't forget the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. ntfactor.com. Okay. A reminder, our number 877-726-8255. And when we return, you know how the teacher used to tell you to sit up straight, sit up straight, sit up straight, or your mom used to yell at you, quit slouching? Well, we're going to take a look at a study that suggests that your academic performance can improve with posture. We'll be right back. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to ensure your skeletal health. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Bone Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links from my supplement starter kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. As always, I strive to provide you with the tools you need to make informed choices beyond the cookie-cutter care of today's healthcare system, and these new protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle, the same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255 is our number for questions. You can call us this hour or next. Anything to do with health, nutrition, medicine, we're here for you this weekend. And when you're a kid, didn't you find it annoying when your teachers or your parents told you to sit up straight, don't slouch? And you just thought, Well, it was the stupidest thing in the world, because what difference does it make whether you sit up straight or slouch? They used to say, well, if you slouch like that, you're going to turn into a hunchback. Well, you know, then I saw the movie The Hunchback of Notre Dame, and I thought, yeah, I'm not going to turn into that guy. I'm not going to turn into Lon Chaney Jr. with a big hump merely because I'm slouching in my chair. Well, there's a new study that suggests that good posture can empower you. Headline here is, math with good posture can mean better scores, study suggests, from San Francisco State University. Professor of Health Education Eric Pepper says, quote, for people who are anxious about math, posture makes a giant difference. So they did a study of 125 college students who were tested to see how well they could perform simple math, which is 7 subtractions. This is just a general test of math ability. Subtracting 7 from 843 sequentially for 15 seconds. Try it. It's not that easy. While either slumped over or sitting up straight with shoulders back and relaxed. Well, 56% of the students reported finding it easier to perform the math in the upright position. And according to one of the professors over there, slumping over is a defensive posture that can trigger old negative memories in the body and brain. So it helped, in particular, students with math anxiety. Students without math anxiety did not report as great a benefit from better posture, but they did find that doing math while slumped over was somewhat more difficult. The researchers say that athletes, musicians, and public speakers can all benefit from better posture prior to and during their performance. It really is such an important part of what they teach you as a vocalist, as a singer, as a public speaker. I harness this principle because, you know, you want to appear empowered to your audience, but also it generates sort of an energetic shift in your emotions when you stand in a certain way and breathe in a certain way. They say that the study demonstrates a simple way to improve many aspects of life, especially when stress is involved. Quote, the way we carry ourselves and interact in space influences not only how others perceive us, but also how we perceive ourselves. So, you know, next time you're taking a test, performing a task, check your posture. Check your breathing. It may make a difference. All right, 877-726-8255 is our number. And there are other ways to get through to us. One of the ways is to go to our website at drhoffman.com, and using a PC or Mac, it's not yet mobile enabled, but using your PC or Mac, when you go to our homepage, on the right side of the page is a little rectangle that you can click. And Forrest has a question. Let's hear from Forrest.
Thanks for all the good work you've done. I was wondering whether you could explain the difference between taking fat-soluble supplements together separately or having them together with food, and whether the food has to have a lot of fat in it. It seemed to me that the food would be kind of similar to, if you have enough of the fat-soluble vitamins together, that they would provide almost like a meal in and of themselves. So the fats in them would constitute a meal. Thank you for your help.
Okay, Forrest, yeah, that's an interesting question. And, you know, it's suggested that for certain things, like coenzyme Q10, for example, that it's absorbed better with a fatty meal. And, you know, there are probably very few meals that have such low fat that they're not going to help the absorption of coenzyme Q10 if it's truly a meal. I mean, if it's a snack of, you know, say a piece of fruit or something like that, there's virtually no fat unless the fruit is an avocado. But, you know, your point is well taken. If you're taking other fat-soluble nutrients, say you're taking your D with your E with your fish oil with your coenzyme Q10 and your mixed carotenoids, those constitute fat-soluble nutrients, and maybe there'll be a matrix for better absorption of the other fat-soluble nutrients. It's interesting that certain things, it's actually been demonstrated that certain nutrients like lutein and lycopene are better absorbed when consumed with, say, olive oil. An example of what your lycopene is from tomatoes. But if you have fresh tomatoes, that's fine. You're going to absorb some lycopene. But there's not a lot of fat there. If you take the tomatoes and you render them down with olive oil, even though you're cooking them and you're heating them, the lycopene is rendered more bioavailable, and you're going to absorb it to a greater extent. So, you know, I guess the Italians, the Mediterranean folk, in their infinite wisdom, devised a way to amp up their absorption of fat-soluble nutrients by utilizing olive oil to sauté things. For that reason, it's also better at you're making collard greens, for example, which are rich in carotenoids. You know, rather than steam them, you know, they're still going to be a little tough. Pre-steam them. That's what I do to soften them, and then you know, throw them in a pan with a little olive oil and garlic, some spices, and that'll make it certainly more interesting, and also will render the nutrients therein a little bit more absorbable and bioavailable. Good question. Thank you very much. Let's take a look at, speaking of nutrients and bioavailability, curcumin is known as an anti-cancer agent, also anti-Alzheimer's, anti-inflammatory, but there's a whole issue around the bioavailability of curcumin. You can take a lot of curry spice, and it's, you know, a small fraction of that's bioavailable. Some of the supplements, the liposomal delivery of supplements makes their contents more bioavailable. So look for a liposomal delivery product if you're taking over-the-counter curcumin. But scientists at the University of Illinois College of Engineering have gone one step further. They developed a way of delivering curcumin so it can be effective as a therapeutic agent for cancer. Not that it isn't helpful, but this makes it really super potent. They say, although curcumin's anti-cancer effect is already known to science, its full effect cannot be utilized due to its poor solubility in water. Okay, a fat-soluble nutrient. So researchers worked with a professor of chemistry at the University of Utah, Dr. Peter Stang, to find ways of making curcumin soluble and deliverable to cancer cells. And they reported on it in a prestigious journal, Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. This, you can't get more highfalutin than the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. The team has developed a sophisticated metallocyclic complex using platinum to amp up curcumin's solubility. You know, without getting into the weeds here on the technical details, they say our results demonstrate that curcumin works completely in sync with platinum and exerts synergistic effects to show remarkable anti-cancer properties. And what they're targeting here is they're targeting cancer stem cells. So let me explain. Cancer cells are primitive. And to the extent they're primitive, they're harder to kill. And with the first round of chemo, you may eradicate, you know, 95 or 99% of cancer cells, but a few resistant cells will remain. They're very primitive cells that are called pluripotent stem cells. They have the potential to grow and grow and grow. And that's really the challenge in cancer treatment, is that we're able to usually get a response the first time around, but when cancer comes back, it's hard to eradicate because of these stem cells. So they say they hope that this form of platinum linked curcumin will be effective against cancer stem cells. They say if we can deliver therapy to cancer stem cells, we can prevent the regrowth of the cancer and its spread to other areas of the body. So this lab is especially focused on finding agents for stopping the growth of cancer stem cells, and curcumin is a candidate. But, you know, obviously, this product not yet available, but fascinating that they're using a natural agent and through a high-tech method offering a delivery system that targets difficult-to-treat cancer. All right, 877-726-8255 is our number. And let me share this announcement with you. And it has to do with one of our sponsors, Claire, which is a very, very fine manufacturer of clean nutritional supplements. I've been using Claire products for, well, it's nigh on 3 decades. Your brain's complex metabolism requires many different nutrients for optimum performance. And excess release of adrenaline and cortisol, plus environmental exposures and free radicals may be impacting your alertness, memory, and other vital functions. So Claire's come up with a broad-spectrum neuronutrition formula that supports the central nervous system and cognitive capacity. It's Neurothera from Claire Labs. Neurothera provides balanced neuronutrition used daily. Neurothera supports mental clarity and cognitive function, and it promotes blood, oxygen, and glucose delivery to the brain, and it helps protect against oxidative stress and inflammation. Neurothera has all the elements for optimal brain health. I believe in Neurothera so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol, which you can find at drhoffmanstore.com. For more information and to purchase Neurothera, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. It's a one-stop shop for optimal brain health. Neurothera from Claire Labs. All right. We can pause now. I'll let you know once again. 877-726-8255 is our number for calls. So call us this hour and next with questions related to medicine and nutrition. This is Intelligent Medicine.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a comprehensive formulation that supports optimal bone density to ensure your future bone health. It's Osteothera plus Ipraflavone from Claire Labs. Osteothera plus Ipraflavone helps inhibit bone resorption and promotes new bone formation. The Osteothera plus Ipraflavone formulation is vital for supporting the body in the formation and regeneration of bone to ensure your optimal skeletal health. I believe in Osteothera plus Ipraflavone so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, and I recommend it to my patients. For more information, and to purchase Osteothera plus Ipraflavone, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And there's a big argument between the proponents of the low-fat, high-carbohydrate diet versus the low-carb, high-fat proponents. And this is a study that looks at the impact of dietary carbohydrates on osteoarthritis. Now, it's known that overweight makes you more prone to arthritis, arthritis of the knees, the hips, but also of parts of the body that are not even weight-bearing, like the fingers. You know, unless you're a gorilla and walk on your knuckles, you're not using your fingers to walk, and weighing 350 pounds should not put a lot of stress on your fingers. Yeah, maybe your feet, your ankles, your knees, your hips, okay, your lower back, but it's not weight per se. It's some metabolic
effect of diet on inflammation. And so researchers at the Oklahoma Medical Research Foundation took a look at the effects of diet on osteoarthritis in laboratory mice. Now, I'm going to say right away, there's a disclaimer here, is that mice aren't folks, and often they extrapolate the results of studies in animals as a way of proving something about people. But there's some persuasive evidence here that suggests that it is not just the weight alone, okay, because you can make someone fat by feeding them a lot of fat, or you can make them fat by feeding them a lot of carbohydrates. But in this study, it was carbohydrates in particular that produced a higher risk of osteoarthritis in these experimental animals. So, suggestion, sugar ain't good. And it's not good when it comes to cardiovascular risk. It's not good when it comes to cognitive risk, the risk of cognitive decline. Diabetes, of course, hypertension, but also inflammatory disorders like osteoarthritis are stoked by carbohydrates to a greater extent than dietary fat. So, we've been stigmatizing the wrong macronutrient in our war against fat when there actually may be beneficial fats like olive oil for arthritis or omega-3 fish oil, or GLA. These are beneficial fats. Not to say that saturated fats are even a problem. It's been overdone. When you add a lot of saturated fats to a diet that's already high in carbohydrates, yeah, maybe. But carbohydrates per se, in this study, seem to have an erosive effect on cartilage and promoted joint inflammation. Okay, this item. Remember the Women's Health Initiative study back in the 1990s when women who were on estrogen, first of all, it was a big trend in the 90s, early in my practice days, to put virtually all women who were menopausal on hormone replacement therapy. It was artificial hormones. It was Premarin, Prempro. And then they did the Women's Health Initiative study, and all of a sudden, they reversed course. They did a 180. They said, stop taking estrogen because estrogen is bad for your heart. In that study, what they found is that women who took estrogen, synthetic estrogen that is, they had higher risk of heart problems. So is estrogen good for the heart or is it bad for the heart? Unfortunately, a lot of women went through horrible symptoms as a result of this Women's Health Initiative study where they abruptly stopped estrogen and went back to having hot flashes and depression, insomnia. Well, I'm going to share a little quote with you from F. Scott Fitzgerald. The test of a first-rate intelligence is the ability to hold two opposed ideas in mind at the same time and still retain the ability to think. Okay? Test of first-rate intelligence is the ability to hold two opposed ideas in mind at the same time and still retain the ability to think. It's a subtle thing, is that yes, in certain women at high risk for blood clots, synthetic estrogen may not be good, but overall, estrogen may be a boon to the heart. This, according to a study in the American Journal of Physiology, research suggests that people with heart failure, especially women, are 2 to 3 times more likely to suffer from depression than the general population. This includes people who survive heart attacks. So they did a study, it was an animal study, and they found that supplying these experimental animals with estrogen after heart attacks reduced signs of depression and brain inflammation, dramatically curtailed the signs of what would be the animal equivalent of human depression in the wake of a heart attack causing heart failure. So in this study, estrogen is truly beneficial for the heart. And we've done women a tremendous disservice by stigmatizing the use of estrogen for women who suffered heart attacks or who have heart problems. The Women's Health Initiative study got it wrong. It was reevaluated. It turns that that estrogen has a protective effect against heart attacks in younger women and older women who've already had heart disease. Maybe some risk, but this leads us to rethink our whole approach to hormone replacement therapy for heart disease. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks for joining us, 877-726-8255. Come back and rejoin me next hour for more Intelligent Medicine.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. A worldwide leader in probiotics for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a superior formulation that enhances immunity and digestion to help reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a fermentation of 12 strains of live probiotic bacteria with wholesome super fruits and vegetables producing Dr. O'Hara's trademarked postbiotic metabolites, so restorative to gut health. Stay healthy while traveling, and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference.